As part of the hour here in Moscow, Israeli police have arrested a teenager on suspicion of making bomb threats against Jewish community centers in America. The suspect was identified as a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. Turns out he's Jewish himself. His lawyer claims a brain tumor could affect his behavior. Police say his motives remain unclear. The 100 or so anti-Semitic threats he had sent since January had sparked panic in various Jewish communities. In fact, some even criticized President Trump for an inadequate response and falsely blamed Trump supporters for spreading hatred. RT's Caleb Maupin investigates.
America has been gripped by a wave of bomb threats that have targeted the Jewish community.
Bomb threats across the country at a number of Jewish centers. The number of bomb threats to these Jewish community centers just keeps going up.
Jewish Community Center in Birmingham, Alabama, a phoned-in bomb threat and evacuation.
This story fits nicely into a certain narrative.
No Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA.
I feel Hitler in these streets, a mustache traded for to pay.
Do you think you're being unfavorably compared to Donald Trump?
Don't get me wrong, Conan. I agree with a lot he says, a lot. Like 90% of what he says, I'm like, this guy gets it.
Their mantra is that Donald Trump is the new Hitler. He is the odious cause of an odious effect, that he is the reason that hatred is flourishing. While the latest headlines seem to confirm this, a closer look actually shows that they weaken it. A teenager, who's believed to be behind the majority of the threats, hoax threats as it transpires, was arrested halfway around the world in Israel. The 18-year-old holds dual American and Israeli citizenship and has no obvious connection with Donald Trump. Another bomb threat suspect was arrested on U.S. soil. He turns out not to support Donald Trump, but Bernie Sanders.
Seems to me that the left is showing more signs of fascism with their violence against free speech and now actual hatred against Jews. I mean, this is awful and it's disgusting and it's amazing that they're the ones calling Trump Hitler. Nothing from Trump supporters. Nothing's been proven from Trump supporters at all.
All across America, people are faking hate crimes. The diversity council at Gustavus Adolphus College admitted to posting racist flyers around the campus, supposedly to raise awareness. In Texas, a young white woman reported that three black men had abducted and raped her. In upstate New York, a Jewish man spray-painted swastikas on his own house and then called the police to report it.